I'd like now to welcome to the program Blake Wood and Vlad Henzel. They are ultra-marathon runners. They are two of the organizers of the Hemez Mountain Trail Runs, which are happening on May 19th, Saturday, coming up. And I'd like to welcome you both to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
So ultra-marathon, I mean, marathon's bad enough, but ultra, that means running even more than 26-point-whatever miles.
Well, of course, a marathon isn't bad, and an ultra-marathon's even better.
I'm just saying this from my perspective of just thinking. I mean, I walked once from Santa Fe to Chimayo, which is about the length of a marathon, and thought I was going to completely expire at the end of it. But running, I mean, this is a kind of, it's not just an athletic endeavor, it's a mental endeavor that you're engaged in if you do that level of long distance running.
For most of the people, yes, they definitely, and it also is that these really hard ultra marathons, people don't just run it, many of them walk parts of it, significant parts of it. Only really the very best runners are able to run from the start to the finish.
So how long are the ultramarathons? I gather there's more than one kind of ultramarathon.
In general, it's any race that's longer than a marathon. Typically, 50K is a common distance, 50 miles is a common distance, 100 miles is a common distance. There are staged races that are longer, and you go day after day for either a certain amount of time or a certain distance. Our particular, the longest one that we have here is a 50-miler. We'd love to be able to put on a 100-miler up in the Hemez. Hopefully we'll be able to do that someday.
What does it take to train for these kinds of races?
The training is not a lot different than what you might do for a marathon, with the exception that you need to get used to being out on your feet for a long time, for many hours at a time. So typically, you know, the kind of training I do is similar to what I would do for a marathon, but on the weekend, I'll typically go out on the trails for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, and just get my body used to being on its feet for that long.
Now, I have to ask you, do you see people using those funny kind of little barefoot runner shoes with the toes in them and stuff? Are people starting to run long distances in those?
Yes, it started recently that even on these very long runs and even very technical trails, which are very rocky, that you can see people using these Vibram five fingers.
Yeah.
And some of those people are actually pretty fast, and I find it very amazing. It's not for me, but some people start using it more and more.
Now, here at this altitude, training probably gives you a great edge if you're doing a marathon closer to sea level.
It gives you a little bit of an advantage. Along with that, it has the disadvantage, of course, that you can't run as hard up here. You know, we see that in particular in shorter races as well. You know, I coach high school and track at the high school, and cross country and track at the high school, and we find that when we take the kids to sea level, they have the altitude advantage, but find that the race is much faster than they're used to. So it's harder to train fast up here.
Ah, that's interesting. So they, in theory, could run faster, but they're just not used to it.
Right. It cuts both ways. Now, for ultramarathons, many of the ultramarathons, because they're, many of them are, at least in this country, are typically on trails and often in very beautiful places up in the mountains, having the altitude advantage when you're running a race, you know, like the Hemez race that goes up to 10,500 feet, or races up in Colorado that may go up much higher than that, being able to train here at 7,000 feet in Los Alamos or Santa Fe is an advantage for that.
You can basically see it almost every year that you have people coming from Kentucky or Tennessee or Georgia, and they normally at the in the East, they are very good and pretty fast ultra runners, but when they come here, they usually join the mid-pack because they suffer from the altitude.
What's it like to actually have the experience of running, say, a 50-mile race? I mean, first of all, it's a very long period of time that you are out there, well, as you say, running, also walking, but running and walking.
Well, for me, it's it differs probably for everybody, but for me, it's an enormous feeling of accomplishment. I'm not sure if I really enjoy myself during the run itself because so many things hard. Your legs are trashed, you know, your stomach is in ruins, you cannot drink, you cannot eat. But at the end, the closer you are to the finish, you really start feeling absolutely incredible. And I sort of live from this experience for the next couple of months. And you just look then on the map and you just can't believe how much you have covered, that you have seen whole mountains or the huge mountain range in just in one day. So it's something very, very special. And not to mention like the social aspect, that if you are running with somebody on a pretty even pace for hours, there's some sort of bond between the people.
It's not like you're talking, though.
Sometimes, yeah. Some people love to talk a lot. I do here and there. Usually I'm out of air, so I'm not really a good partner in talking. But some people love to talk about family, about work. Some people talk about Texas. It's just, you know, sort of steer your attention from the pain. And so you can hear a lot of amazing stories, and then you just come to the finish. And
now, do you enjoy, I mean, you're doing this outdoors in the Hemez Mountains, whatever. Do you enjoy the landscape, or are you just in too much pain to even think about it?
Well, you know, it's not all about pain. In fact, the being outdoors and seeing some of these beautiful places is one of the attractions. We get to run through some absolutely gorgeous places. And in fact, this race, the 50-mile version of the Hemez runs, in fact, has a very long loop, about 20 miles worth, in the Valle Caldera
the
park area up there, that is not ordinarily open to people. And getting to run through that section is going to be a big attraction for this race.
Yeah, definitely. We're talking to Blake Wood and Vlad Henzel about ultramarathon running. Now, I mean, not only do you have to deal with running a really long distance and all the physical things that you were describing, you know, your stomach and your legs and everything, but you also have to deal with terrain and God, Lord knows what kinds of impediments, not to mention weather. What kind of things have you, the two of you, encountered on your various courses?
Well, I have less experience than Blake with this respect, but when I started running ultra, I started pretty much in the most insane terrain you can imagine. My first race was in a little town called Hell in Michigan, which goes through swamps.
Called Hell?
Yes, it's called Hell. It's a little town near Ann Arbor. So it does exist. It has like 270 people.
It's a good place to start an ultramarathon.
Yeah. And a lot of it goes through swamps, so you run through mud, which is at times chest deep. You run through river or through lakes. Here in the mountains, so you sometimes have to use your hands to climb up some rocks. So the terrain can vary a lot. Of course, you have some parts where the trail is very, very smooth. It's a beautiful single track through meadows, and you just can enjoy the view around. Some other parts, you just really have to pay very, very close attention to the rocks, so you just don't trip.
And so the time in which you finish, let's say you finish in a certain number of hours, is meaningless unless you know what the track and the terrain are. You can't compare one 50-mile ultramarathon to another.
Absolutely.
Very much.
Yeah.
On the road, you can run 50 miles probably under 6 hours, or I can run in 8 hours. I can run in 8 hours. But here in Hemez, my time is 13 hours, and the winners go below 10.
Wow. Now, what are some of the weather conditions that you've encountered running ultramarathons?
Well, since I tend to like the ones that are up in the mountains, of course, there have been many of them where I had to go through torrential rain or snow or thunderstorms. One of the interesting aspects of running ultras like that is that planning the logistics for the race is actually an important factor. There are plenty of people that have had to bail out on a race that otherwise was going very well for them because they didn't have enough clothes or forgot to take along something they needed. Or, you know, I've had races spoiled because my flashlight burned out if I'm running at night.
Oh, my goodness.
So along with the challenge of simply being in condition, you also have to do a fair amount of planning to make sure you have what you're going to need, to anticipate what you're going to need, and that you're prepared for conditions if they get bad.
Now, do you actually carry all that stuff in a backpack? Are you running with, you know, stuff on your body?
It depends on the race. Here at Hemez, I will probably just use a couple hand bottles, and if it turns out to be cold, I might carry a windbreaker and tie it around my waist or something. In other races that are particularly 100 milers or 50 milers that say go into the night or something like that, then I would ordinarily probably carry a backpack, some kind of, you know, like a camel bag or something like that, that has some water and has some space to put things I might need. I ordinarily carry one of those when I train on the weekends when I go for my long runs.
Right. Now, how long has each one of you been running? Have you been doing this your whole life since, what, teenagehood or?
I ran for the first time, started running when I was 16, but it didn't last long because I suffered some running-related injuries and had a long, long break. And basically,
well, you were a smoker for a while.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't go well with running. And actually, running helped me to quit because it just was hurting too much.
Yeah.
But I think that consistently running long distances on a marathon level or longer, it's probably been about 4 or 5 years. My first really long ultra of 50 miles was 2 years ago.
And so what about you, Blake? You've also been doing it for decades.
Yeah, I started running when I was in high school almost 40 years ago and have been running ever since, never stopped, have been running races ever since. And I started running ultras about 20 years ago.
How does it affect the rest of your life, if it does?
I think it has a positive effect. So far, physically, my body seems to be holding up okay.
Which is not to be taken for granted.
No,
you put a lot of stress on.
Oh yeah, and I mean I'm probably getting close to having run 100,000 miles in my life, and so far so good. Part of that is being smart about training and not doing things that are going to hurt me. Part of it is just honestly good genetics. I chose my parents well, so to speak.
And well, you have that kind of slim, lithe frame that's good for cross country, certainly.
Although actually you'd be surprised, in a lot of these races you get all body types. I'm constantly amazed at the wide variety of people that come out and do ultras.
Yeah.
It's not all just skinny people.
Right.
I think that actually there were some statistics from Western States 100 mile race that the average body mass index of the finishers is close to 25, it's like 24.5, so that definitely is not only skin and bones people.
Right.
Many of them are pretty muscular, some of them are little ample even. Because it's not just about, especially these long ultras, they are not about physical abilities only. They really, a lot depends about the state of your mind and how much are you willing to put in the race.
Now, how has it, Vlad, affected the rest of your life, if it has?
Well, I just recently am struggling to keep my training consistent because of obviously with family, with two little kids, with my wife working as well. It's not very easy to keep a regular time for running. So I sort of try to run whenever I can, which sometimes is almost zero for a week. Sometimes I get 10 days in a row when I can get out. But especially since I've been running ultras, I've been running injury-free, actually. I think that even those trails which look brutal because of the roots and mud and rocks, I think that they still are much nicer to my body than the road. So I totally quit running on the road, and I never suffered any issues except like really tripping and I had bones broken, but it's like traumatic injuries, but not these things.
Repetitive motion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It helps to have an understanding family.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
My wife really enjoys the ultras and comes and helps out at all of them, is involved with the organization of several of them. When my children were small, they're all out of college now, but when they were small, they came to the races. Two of my daughters have run with me in races. One of my daughters has run a couple hundred milers with me. It's nice to have it integrated into your family. And it takes some effort to try and make sure that the that you're, all the hours you're spending training isn't impacting your family life. I try and be careful about that.
Now, the ultramarathon community is really worldwide. There's people on every continent, with the possible exception of Antarctica, that are doing this.
Well, I think that actually there are some ultras at Antarctica as well.
Chasing penguins?
Probably. But, yeah, I think that it's growing in popularity. Of course, like, road running is way, way, way more popular than ultra running. But I think that almost every year there's 10, 15% more races all across US or Europe, and more races are being sold out every year.
So people have probably already signed up. I mean, anybody who's going to run a marathon or a half marathon or anything to do with the Hemez Mountain Trail Runs on May 19th, which is a Saturday, they've already signed up. But if people are interested in finding out more about this, is there a website or is there a way people can connect with you guys?
There is. The Hemez Mountain Trail Runs, if you simply Google that, you'll find it. The website page is off of the highaltitudeathletics.org High Altitude Athletics Club site that we have in Los Alamos in Santa Fe. If you simply search for JMTR or Hemez Mountain Trail Runs, you'll find it, and there's information in there about the race, course maps, entry procedures, and results once the race is finished.
And the two of you are both doing the 50K run?
No, 50 miles.
The 50-mile run.
Oh, it's the 50-mile run. You're doing a 50-mile run in Hemez Mountains on May 19th.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, mazel tov. Have a wonderful run. Blake Wood and Vlad Henzel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Lot.